Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look, we just got off into abortion, and I get the thing about rape. I understand that idea that you have the kid and give it away for adoption. There's more people wanting to adopt kids than out there than there are even abortions each year. 52 million babies killed. 52% of blacks never born in this country. And I got all these YouTube videos of black folks going, good, get rid of these black, nippy-headed kids, all these cuss words. In fact, when I get back Sunday, I'm on Sunday, I want to play a bunch of those. In fact, I wanted to do a piece a few weeks ago. We never got around to it. It's just so sick. And look, here's the deal. I'm not judging you if you've had an abortion. It's okay. The system lied to you. But a lot of women that do it and men, once they do it, they're always going to defend it because you can't admit it's wrong. Now they're saying, let's kill babies up to age 3. They're saying, kill old people. This is part of eugenics. Okay, so, you know, Gloria Steinem saying, I had an abortion. I'm proud of it. It's sexy to have an abortion. You can pull those photos and articles up. It's sick. They're teaching you to hate life. Look at what's on television. All these shows saying kids are bad, families are gross, messages about government health care being good in the shows. It's anti-human, so you stand down and die. Okay, can't you get that through your head? Can't you have mercy on the kid? They use that example of rape. Have mercy on that kid. Have mercy on him. Have mercy. Have mercy. And then it's another thing, even if it's in the first trimester. My God, second and third, ladies and gentlemen, I've gone and I've watched it. Okay? And listen, I grew up pretty wild when I was there, and I didn't know until I was older that girlfriends would go off and have abortions. My God, I'm guilty of this. Not consciously, but I feel guilty every minute about it. They were telling me about some TV show where the guy's haunted by it. That must be a common thing because I'm haunted by it every day. I drive by an abortion clinic, folks. I shake. It's the only thing that makes me shake. I just can't believe it. Because I look at my three children now, and I would kill. If 100 men, I guarantee you, were armed, I'd probably kill 15 of them before they got me. I mean, I would fight like a savage wolf for my children. I know it. Because I've been in a lot of fights. I know what I fight like just when I was fighting just to show people I wasn't a wimp. I guarantee you, folks, I could climb over people, rip their heads off if I had to for my children. And back when I was a stupid teenager, what, you had an abortion? Well, I didn't say that was okay. Well, whatever. But that doesn't sound too good. As I got older, I realized, my God. And I've never talked about that on air. I'm going to do a piece about it. Like my son's even here today. I just can't handle it anymore. And I hear that people get all excited about their right and Gloria Steinem, how fun it is to have an abortion and all this sick stuff. You know, it doubles your chances of uterine cancer. That's major studies. You're not, you know, if you're meant 99% of the time that pregnancy is meant to be terminated, your body will do it. And how they're trying to get women to take vaccines, they know brain damages and causes problems with the kids. You Obama people or something else. Ben in Oregon, real fast. Aaron will take some more of your calls coming up. And then we've got this big special report. So, Aaron, be ready to get to at least these three or four more guys that we've been holding the longest. Ben in Oregon, tell me how great Obama is.
He's the best, Alex. I mean, first of all, you bet your bottom dollar I'd bet on him. You have no idea what you're talking about when you talk about him. Second of all, my bone to pick with you is I am a TSA member, pal. And my real name isn't Ben. I'm trying to protect myself. But if you come through my airport, you think abortion clinics left you shaking, pal? You ain't even seen tyranny.
This is another junk phone call, right? You're joking around.
No joke, Alex.
So you enjoy, you must be a big wimp. You like picking on little kids all day?
No, just big wimps like you.
All right. That's good. You're a real tough man, huh?
I promise you, if I see that InfoWars sticker, you'll regret it.
So how much, I mean, so what do you do all day at the airport?
What do you think I do all day, Alex? I protect you. I protect your listeners. I protect everybody. If you don't like what I do, face the wall for 30 seconds, bite your upper lip, and get over it. I'm sick of you bitching about it.
Just take all the vaccines, drink the fluoride, punk. You cowardly punk. I bet you were a bully in school. You'll get yours, you cowardly piece of trash. Be right back with Aaron Dykes and a key gun report. Tell everybody you know to tune in right now. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Alex has thrown me to the mic so we can analyze what is going on. What an amazing caller. Thinks he's working for the system through Obama. He's got the power at TSA. You've seen those clips over the years, those crazy TSA workers. Not all of them, of course, but the ones who are on a real power trip saying, I've got power. Do you have power, Alex?
He just called in, if you just tuned in, and said he's going to make me bend over and he's going to beat me and all this stuff. But anyway, take some more of these Obama supporters. We've got the big report with yourself, David Knight, and myself with that caller from yesterday where we totally document everything we said when he said Obama doesn't want our guns and that Chicago hasn't banned people's guns. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. You got a bunch of key carbon tax news, the proof of how it's meant to shut things down. I'm going to quit bugging you, but great job. Since you were talking about the TSA going, I have power. And they take their clothes off and run around and announce they're God. That's happened a bunch. We're not joking. These are insane nobodies that want to grab your wife's genitals all day.
And they are just pawns in the state system. But why? Who has power? What is this power about? We are in a fight over the power monopoly as they try to centralize everything. That's why this gun thing is so important. That's why the carbon taxes are so important. They're controlling food so Bill Gates and Monsanto can reap profits worldwide and force you onto their centralized poison foods while they talk up organics and getting kids on healthy lunches, even though they admit in the Daily Mail that school kids eat a lunch worse than prisoners. They analyze the actual nutritional value. So we've got the big gun report coming up. Here's a quote that'll just lead into it. In 2001, during the UN gun debate, it was at King's College, a UN spokesperson said, quote, "Civilian ownership of firearms in the U.S. threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state." That's the whole reason we have the Second Amendment right there. The founding fathers understood tyranny is natural. Anyone who gravitates towards power wants to control everyone, and genocide, depopulation, just legitimizing your own right to run your life. It's natural to anyone gravitating towards power. The whole reason we try to balance power with individual rights guaranteed under the Bill of Rights, the second among them right after free speech and the right to speak your mind and have your own religion, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Now you've got the Obama administration, the Clintonites, the United Nations people all trying to disarm us, not because they're going to keep us safe. They can't. That's the illusion of this TSA caller. They can't keep us safe. They have never caught a terrorist. The TSA has never stopped anyone. They let the underwear bomber on the plane. They let the 9/11 hijackers through because they were ordered to. It's a corrupt system. They can't and won't protect you. Look at what's going on with FEMA right now. That's why we have to protect ourselves. And the biggest way to protect ourselves is to keep the state from having a total monopoly of power. You've got to have separation of powers. I'm sure a lot of the Obamanoids are not having that. But let's hear, are there any other Obama supporters on the line? We have a Zeke in California. What do you have to say, Zeke?
Yes, that would be me.
Are you, in fact, an Obama supporter?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In terms of the dynamic of the spectrum there, I had to go with Obama on the spread out. Initially, I'm really a Ron Paul guy, a Ron Paul kind of a guy. But then when we deal with the Mitt Romney, you know, I think he's more of a rhino. For those of us that know, that's the Republican in name only type of situation.
Well, there's no doubt about that. But how do you go from Ron Paul to Obama?
Yeah, but see, it's the global body politic that I'm looking at. You know, I'm looking at the face of the world, the face of the United States, someone who is actually has some elements left of being a sound individual and a real individual. But I can even shake it up even more. I also supported Bush against Kerry, you know, because I don't hold Bush, responsible for all the stuff they try to throw on him. Same thing. I don't think it's fair to throw all this stuff on Obama either, because we know it goes beyond Bush, beyond Obama, to their predecessors and many grandparents ago when they set up certain things.
But what about the system itself that's being collectivized? You keep identifying with political faces we get over the years. It doesn't make sense. We have to break out from the system. We keep endorsing it when we vote for people like Obama, Bush, you name it. They're only concentrating power. I mean, you don't see that?
Check this out. I would say this. Because it's almost like acclimating a fish into another fish tank. If you get a fish from the fish store or whatever, you gotta, you know, float it in a bag in the other tank for a minute before you can dump it in there to get the temperatures and everything organized correctly. I think if we were to automatically just like jump up and wake up tomorrow and it'd be just like a Ron Paul environment, people aren't ready to take on that responsibility yet. There's a lot of truth that needs to circulate. There's a lot of things that people need to understand.
Why did you support Obama? I mean, that's why we're taking calls here. How did you come to vote for Obama? What do you think he's going to do that is anything short of horrible?
Yeah, it's more of as a real person, because I think if we have somebody there that's a more of a real person, I think the inner city does tie in into the global body politic to where you have someone who can identify with the inner city same way as yourself and Alex Jones, how you all understand there's a certain group of individuals who are not inner city folk who understand what's going on within the inner cities and how things have been unfairly. There's been a major attack, and then not just on the inner city, but just the country as a whole. But fortunately, the other side of the dynamic has been waking up over these past few years with the Patriot Movement You know, I found out about Ron Paul through Aaron Russo. I was working with Aaron Russo when he brought the American freedom to fascism, helped get that out in the land and everything like that.
All right. I thank you for your call. Of course, Ron Paul has tried to advance the liberty movement, return us to the Constitution. Aaron Russo, the late great Aaron Russo, had a great documentary exposing how the Federal Reserve has captured this nation. And those are the real issues. Identifying with Obama is not going to get us anywhere. Identifying with Bush, Romney, there's not much to identify with. We are captured by a system which is moving towards total collectivism. I don't know if you understand that, but you've got to start to. These dependent inner city wards are not going to ever get freedom. We want freedom for people who are minorities who can't make ends meet in cities and people who are losing everything under this economic implosion. You understand they're centralizing the energy controls. They're using these EPA regulations, the new announced move on carbon taxes, so that the crony capitalists, the corporatists who run the global structure, can profit off of it. You've got to understand this. Look at what happened with Enron. They game the system in California so they could artificially shut down the supplies, jack up electricity rates, and they're still doing it. All these big banks are. Just last week in the Daily Mail, you had Barclays traders who admittedly rigged American electricity prices to boost their own profits and bragged about it in damning emails. And they list some of those emails. This happens over and over again. And look back a couple years to the whole carbon tax debate. It almost passed through Congress. Now Obama's going to give it another go. If he doesn't do it through the congressional system, he's going to do it through executive fiat, through these new EPA regulations that they've been boiling over and everything else. And what are they doing? They're just gaming the system to force you on to the alternatives so they can extort you, so they can put you into an austerity mode and charge you more for less. And they'll convince you through all this green propaganda, environmentalism nonsense to get onto the system where they're allowed to control everything you do. Look at Agenda 21. Maurice Strong, the biggest figure behind it, preaching this environmentalism, how it needs to take over everywhere. Yeah, you want to look up his actual record? He's involved in stealing water rights in entire states in the Southwest. He's taking over dams from other companies who control them so he can make profits off of them while telling you, you need to do less. I'm going to rant about this some more, but let's take another call. Do we have an Obama supporter in Nebraska? Scott, are you there? Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. We want to know if you voted for Obama.
I definitely did. I had to. Here's my predicament. My back is phase two. I've had four injuries on the workforces, as the economy continues to implode, you end up doing jobs that you didn't need to do. I had three injuries in a car accident on my fault, and then two injuries in the Army. I've been fighting the VA for 2.5 years to get some kind of compensation that I can't get. I haven't paid the taxes on my house for a year, year and a half, and it's going to go up for auction in the spring sometime if I can't find the money or if the VA doesn't come through.
Obama going to solve your problems, sir?
Well, the Republicans just basically used me up. If you look at the difference between Romney and Obama, Romney wanted to start giving all the money back to the military-industrial complex to keep the wars going. And at least you got a Democrat in there that will help the people that need the help. Because
they're not helping anyone. It's a two-headed beast. Did you not hear me talking about how it's a corporate-controlled, a crony capitalist system? They game and force everyone onto the system so that they have the insider deals to profit off of it. What don't you get?
They may distribute the money from those corporate deals.
Secretary of the Treasury are? Do you know who they're considering as putting in the Secretary of Treasury for Obama? Do you know who these people are, what they've been involved in?
Do you understand they
created the economic crisis? They deliberately created that bubble and popped it, bet on both sides so they could rake billions and billions off of it, trillions even, as they starved us out. Do you not understand that?
Well, I understand that, but I don't have a choice because if I went the other way, the Republicans, in order to qualify for any kind of financial support in this state, you can't live off that small amount of money. I mean, I really don't have a choice.
I thank you for your call. Let's see what Cam in Georgia has to say.
Oh, we got to go to break. All I want to say is, yeah, you're going to break here, Aaron, doing a great job. Buddy, that's why they destroy the economy so you don't have a choice. That's why they said the hurricanes were good. because then it made you love them. Michael Moore said that. So did Turd Matthews.
Oh, look how well they're taking care of them, Alex.
That's what this is all about until they just line you up and machine gun you. They only give you the chicken feed up front to get you addicted so they can take over. They're eugenicists. They want you dead. Don't you understand that, Obama idiots? I'm sorry.
We're bringing down the guns.
Hey, yeah, the guns are coming up. We got one more segment of idiot calls. You got your energy news.
The state is the biggest killer. The state is the biggest killer.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Back at InfoWars.com. This is Aaron Dykes. You just heard Alex. He's coming up on the replay. We've got a lot of important election recaps tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News. We had great unprecedented broadcasts with all our new reporters covering the important issues, breaking it down. But I want to reach out post-election to the Obamanoids who got confused and lost their minds and thought they could help themselves by voting for an authoritarian. I want to reach out to Romney supporters, even the bitter clingers who thought they had to hold their nose and vote for someone who at least talked conservative. This is a power monopoly game. That's why they're coming for the guns. We're breaking that down on the other side of this break, a very important Second Amendment breakdown of how the Obama administration, the Clintonoids, the globalists, the United Nations are all coming after the guns. And they said that civilian ownership of firearms, it threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. You bet it does. Because all throughout history, it's a game of control. And I understand literacy has been broken down. I understand we have been dumbed down. But you've got to try to go back and read. You've got to look up history and see how much control through these authoritarians throughout history has been about disarming the population, starving them out, controlling the food supply, controlling the energy, and they're doing it all again. How did Stalin, how did Mao depopulate the areas they did? It was by withholding the food, controlling the food supply, and by disarming the population. That's how they lined them up in the pits. The Nazis did it as well. So did all the other authoritarian and socialist regimes throughout history. It's just simple dynamics of controlling the system from the top after you get everyone under one umbrella. And look again at what they're doing with energy. You've got to understand, what is Agenda 21? They want to force us into urban population centers. They say it's sustainable. It's the very opposite. The more you cram people into an area where they can't grow their own food, where you don't have property rights, the less sustainable you are. You lose all your individual power and give it over to the state. And will they protect you? No, because the Sustainable Council under President Clinton that started implementing Agenda 21 way back in 1993 was started by Ken Ron of Inlay. I'm sorry, Ken Lay of Enron and other big power companies. It was all so they could control the supply and artificially shut it down to jack up rates while controlling your life more and more. It's all a monopoly game. You've got KKR, that's Kohlberg, Kravis, Roots, very big Bilderberg players, Goldman Sachs. They did the biggest ever energy buyout here in Texas. It's the TXU utility company all over those big coal plants, knowing that these new regulations were coming. Why did they do it? So they could saddle those coal plants with debt and rake off the profits. Now it's in the news just in October that the largest ever energy buyout, $45 billion, is now losing $2 billion. But the companies on Wall Street who have the insider firms, they're making $500 million in fees. You can see why they'd be interested in that. Again, Barclays traders caught in rigging electricity prices. This is what's coming under carbon, and the big monsters, the Rockefellers, the oil companies, Dutch Royal Shell, all the traders on Wall Street, the big banks who got the bailouts, they're the ones who are going to profit off of the carbon trading schemes they're forcing us onto. Anyway, I don't know if any of the Obamanoids are getting to it. We have some of them on the air. We're about to get to the big gun special on the other side, but let's see what Kim in Georgia has to say. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Aaron, for taking my call.
Appreciate it. Do you have your Obama phone?
No. Well, actually, sort of. I supported Obama, and I'll tell you why.
Well, let's hear it, please.
They can go ahead and pursue their not-so-secret agenda. I think that Obama is capable of being the straw that breaks the camel's back. He's going to be the one that separates the sheep from the men. And I say, let's just go ahead and get on with the inevitable.
So you voted for Obama to escalate the collapse and the divides in this country, basically, is what you're telling me.
Let's get on with it.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think we need to try to avert that crisis. Let's learn to help each other. Let's move towards sustainability. The more they crack down on front yard gardens or people with chickens and come and mow them down under Agenda 21 with police escort guns and smoke them out with fire and everything. I'm referring to that case in Georgia, but it happens all over under different guises. The more we need to move back to the country, help our neighbors, and start to provide for each other. Meanwhile, we need to have a big conversation about how much we're controlled by those special interests in Washington and those people on Wall Street who are getting all the financial fees off of either side of this collectivist system. That's what's really going on here. Let's real quick move to Joe in Illinois.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi. Let's hear what you have to say about Obama, please. We got about a minute.
Yeah, I supported Obama because Romney and Ryan want to cut federal jobs. Romney is pro-war. He has six sons. None of them serve in the military. But I wanted to ask Alex, was he racist?
Alex is not racist. You know, this is not about people's skin colors.
Hold on.
We're going to break. Alex is here.
Listen, I don't have my headphones on, but I'm out there actually doing some work, and so I'm hearing this in the background. And yes, I am against the fact that 52% of blacks are never born. I don't want blacks being butchered, so I'm...
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late?
It's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Aaron Dykes back here at InfoWars.com. In just a moment, we are going to proof that they are coming to confiscate your guns. I've been researching this very special report with Alex. I've been researching with him for over 6 years, and I'm really starting to figure this out. I hope other people out there are too. And you gotta love it. Somebody calls in when they don't have an argument about the system, the way we're all game, the way they're coming after the entire population to debase us all. You gotta throw out racism. The state is racist. The state hates everybody. Don't you get it? The first gun control laws in this country were so that black people could not empower themselves under the age of Jim Crow, under the age of sharecropping, so they could keep them on the system, dependent, subsistent, living just enough to play into the larger state power. People won't talk about the black genocide. If you do, that's when people start giving you the weird eye. No, we need to start talking about that, about how much the system that loves eugenics, that loves abortion, that loves birth control, hates black people. They've got plans to tie housing and benefits to people not being allowed to have babies, and they will come and induce, in some cases, in these urban centers, people into having abortions. It's just disgusting.
China wants child policy, Foxconn, and their abortuaries in there.
Alex was saying the China one child policy, and they disarm there too. It happens everywhere. It's a collectivist model. It has a socialist tinge, but the fascist tinge is just as bad. But without further ado, let's just get into the gun issue right now because it's happening and it's so important. Let's go to that report. Are we ready?
Yes, we are bombarded by messages on television, in the culture, in the government-run schools, that gun ownership is bad. And we see cities like New York and Chicago with total gun bans for the citizens. We see states like California, New York, Illinois with incredibly draconian laws. And then we see foreign countries run by the globalists where they did the same thing. First restrict semi-auto, then register, then ban. You can only be at a hunting club. Then you can't have your gun at the hunting club. It's just totally gone. We've seen them do this over and over again, banning hunting. They're always saying, don't worry, you'll have your Second Amendment, but we're going to restrict your hunting. Also implying the Second Amendment is only about hunting and not defense against tyranny and defense against the common street thug. There were a lot of things that the British imperial troops did that made the British citizens get mad and revolt. But the final straw at Lexington and Concord was the attempt to disarm the firearms and the ammunition. And we're right back where we started in 1775, 1776. Here we are. And today I opened the radio show up to Obama supporters to call in and tell me what they thought. And they would say, oh, your man lost when I wasn't even supporting Romney. And, ha-ha, or, hey, you're crazy. We're not trying to take your guns. And I'm like, well, Chicago's banned guns. I don't know anything about that. You're crazy. So there's always this crazy attitude where they say we're crazy when we point out real facts. Dianne Feinstein, Chuckie Schumer, they've all called for total gun bans. The Violence Policy Center, Sarah Brady. You can go pull up their own publications. We're going to go over some of those in a moment with Aaron Dykes, where they've said this. And wherever they're in control, they take all the guns. I mean, for heaven's sakes, Bloomberg now wants to say what you can eat and drink and what type of sugar you can have and where you can go and how many people can be in your car. I mean, these are control freaks. These are authoritarians. This is Agenda 21. This is turning the whole world into a giant reeducation camp. But before I go to our reporters, Aaron Dykes and David Knight, going over the evidence of the fact that the world corporate oligarchy wants to disarm people, that the UN's done it in dozens of countries. Here are just some articles right in front of me. Forbes, in an analysis of the UN gun treaty that Obama is publicly supporting like he did a few years ago, now they probably got the votes in the Senate to ratify it. And you can go read the UN treaty. Here's Forbes saying UN agreement should have all gun owners up in arms. Enact tougher licensing requirements, creating additional bureaucratic red tape for legal firearms ownership. Confiscate and destroy all unauthorized civilian firearms, including those that are semi-automatic. Ban the trade and sale of private ownership of semi-automatic weapons, any that have magazines. And it just goes on and on. Create an international gun registry, clearly setting up the stage for full-scale gun confiscation. In short, overriding national sovereignty. But listen, I didn't just believe that. I went and scanned through the treaty, and we wrote multiple articles. Here's one by Aaron Dykes, Bombshell, Leaked UN Treaty, Does Ban Guns. And it goes through the subsections and links to the UN treaty. So it's not just us claiming it because the caller's like, oh, something on your site. That didn't. No, no, it's links to the treaty. And we even have the treaty posted on our site below it in case the UN ever pulled it. I mean, look outside the UN in New York. That's a civilian citizen, 357 Magnum, six shot. I've got one of those. My dad has that very gun. Awesome guns that he bought from a cop when I was a little kid. He gave me one. I've been looking at that gun since I was 2 years old. I've got one of the guns. That gun. Beautiful rose handle. I've got that gun. I got a 357 right here under my desk. Now, excuse me, I'm starting to rant. We need to get this report through quickly here. So, Go to our article, Bombshell Leak, UN Tree, Does Ban Guns, and we have the footnotes there. You link through, and you read this from UN.org, and it's the Department of Small Arms Restriction, UNIDIR, where they say civilian ownership of firearms threatens a legitimate power monopoly of the state. They said that back in July 7th of 2001 and couldn't get it through. I mean, we've read what the policymakers who write this come up with, and now they're back. We're going to get to that in a moment. But continuing, here is Reuters today. After Obama wins, U.S. backs new U.N. arms treaty talks. And that's disarming third world countries in Africa and other places so the globalists can come in and mow them down. Incredible. Remember Obama in the second debate? We've got those clips. You can pull it up yourself. He said, I don't want to just ban semi-automatics. That's assault rifles. I want to ban the handguns. Well, that's what Dianne Feinstein has introduced last session and says she's going to introduce in the new session of Congress coming up in about a month and a half after Christmas. And I've got those articles. Guys, punch up the Google search here. Just type in gun control, type any of those searches in. We can punch in my computer, this right here, and just type in Obama assault weapons ban. Boom. Literally dozens of articles today. Look right here. Senator Feinstein looking to introduce new assault weapons ban. And this is what the Sacramento Bee is reporting today, that it's a physical ban, not just from sale or new manufacturer. They want you to turn them in. That's in the Sacramento Bee. Okay. Oh, look at ABC News. This is back in October. Boom. Obama calls for renewal of assault weapons ban. Okay, I've shown a few of the articles. We're going to go to Aaron and to David Knight here in a moment with other angles and more proof of this and their own quotes that they want to totally ban our guns because government wants total power over people. But here's the caller listening to us in Tennessee on WBCR, our local affiliate in Knoxville, calling in today, laughing at us and saying he's never seen any proof. So we'll go to that clip. And here we are, bud. We got it all for you right now. Let's go to a few excerpts of that call. William in Tennessee, do you support Obama?
Yes, I do.
Well, tell me all about how great it is.
Well, to be honest with you, Alex, you know, he has not mentioned banning guns. And I defy you to tell me where he has.
Part of it is seeing if we can get an assault weapons ban reintroduced. An assault weapons ban reintroduced.
Joe, I mean, you just say, I defy you to show you. I mean, sir, have you seen them ban guns in all these other Western countries?
No. I mean, some have, but that's not going to happen here. Look, because it's a conspiracy website does not mean it's true.
Well, sir, you just said it. You said the word conspiracy theory and that nobody wants our guns. And I guess you're denying that the rest of the Democratic Party, that they're always calling to ban guns. You're saying the Violence Policy Center, Sarah Brady, big contributors. Are you saying Rahm Emanuel didn't say that he wants to restrict our gun ownership and that he wants to put us on a no gun buy list with no judge or no jury? Are you saying that's not true either?
That is, if you are on the no-fly list because you are known as maybe a possible terrorist, you cannot buy a handgun in America. That is the right thing to take into the election, and it's the right policy. If you're on that no-fly list, your access to the right to bear arms is canceled.
Are you really saying the one person having an opinion...
Hold on, put him back on hold. Sir, in the city Obama's from, is there a gun ban for the general population?
I don't know. I don't live in Chicago. I have no idea.
There you go. You live in a world of ignorance. All you do is say the word conspiracy theory.
God, you're nuts. You are a freaking wacko. You know that?
Mm-hmm. You bet. Crazy like
a
fox,
too. You're a wacko. Mm-hmm. You're a wacko. Look, pal, quoting your own website does not make you an expert. I have looked everywhere in papers. I have done research myself. They're not going to ban guns.
Okay, so I gave you proof. We just went to his clip. We're going to give you more proof now. I mean, I've just got stacks of it. Chicago Tribune. After Obama wins, U.S. backs new arms treaty talks. I was watching CNN during a break today on the radio. They're saying they're coming to physically get all the semi-autos. The ATF's introduced rulemaking to ban most shotguns. I mean, it's all happening. Aaron Dykes, we've got to move quick here. We've got to go back to Mike Adams, who's waiting in the other studio. But break down just in a little bit of a re-pooling of info. We've already done this research 100 times. What you think about that caller?
First of all, it is a fact there was an assault weapons ban signed into quote law under Clinton. It lasted 10 years. It expired in 2004 under sunset provisions. So it's not exactly wacky to suggest it. You go to Dianne Feinstein, you just showed how she's reintroducing gun control.
Yeah, we're going
to
document Cam this in a moment.
Meeting with the FBI and the ATF right now, this week, this month, on new provisions. So here's Dianne Feinstein, May 31st, 2012, recorded in the Sacramento Bee Voters Guide as she's running for Senate. Question, what special interests in Washington have too much power? She says, guns. I wrote the assault weapons ban that was the law of the land for a decade. So she's involved. She also brags about how she got the gun ban passed in San Francisco over handguns, despite the fact she has a gun permit, a concealed carry permit. She later melted it down into a cross as a stunt. Now she is trying to introduce a new assault weapons ban. It's in the Market Daily News that she wants to ban all assault rifles, high-capacity magazines, and pistol grips, and also refers to banning the sale of, quote, weapons in possession. That means private sales. You've got Obama calling for a renewal of assault weapons ban 3 weeks ago at the debate. He says part of it is seeing if we can get an assault weapons ban reintroduced, but the other part is looking at other sources of the violence, because in Chicago, it's not AK-47s. They are using cheap handguns, alluding to a handgun ban. Not surprising, since you go back to State Senator Obama as a candidate who filled out a voter survey in Illinois. Question number 35. Do you support the legislation to ban the manufacture, sale, and possessions of handguns? Yes. Ban assault weapons? Yes. Mandatory waiting periods and background checks? Yes. There's a series of bizarre denials where they claimed a staffer filled out that survey and that it wasn't Obama despite...
And again, that's mainstream news reporting on them when they tried to claim they hadn't, but it came out they had. Again, they play these games with people.
But it doesn't really matter, because the 2003 survey he filled out for the same group, Illinois Voters Independent Precinct Organization, 2003, running for U.S. Senate, he filled out a similar survey. Question 35, do you support the legislation to ban manufacture, sale, and possession of handguns? This time, it's not a simple yes, it's a whole statement. While a complete ban on handguns is not politically practicable, doesn't say he doesn't want it, says it's not practicable, he believes in reasonable restrictions on the sale and possession of handguns, and the statement goes on. He again says, yes, he'd like to ban assault weapons. He says handguns and ammunition.
I mean, give me a break. It's from Chicago where they've totally disarmed them.
Then you've got his attorney general, Eric Holder, who again was in the Clinton administration during the assault weapons ban. In 1995, he's on video saying we must brainwash people against guns. Quote, what we need to do is change the way in which people think about guns, especially young people, and make them think it's not cool. Talks about doing it like cigarettes, and then says we need to do this every day of the week. We really just need to brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
And if you watch the whole clip, he's there at a media thing admitting he's met with the media saying put anti-gun messages, private ownership messages in your programs.
That's correct. Flash forward to February 2009, a month after Obama enters office. Holder revives talk of an assault weapons ban. Quote, he tells a reporter question, quote, well, as President Obama indicated during the campaign, there are just a few gun-related changes that we'd like to make, and among them would be to reinstitute the ban on the sale of assault weapons. I think that will have a positive impact in Mexico at a minimum, alluding to Fast and Furious scandal.
Yeah, after he ships guns into Mexico.
After making that statement in 2009, Rahm Emanuel, then chief of staff for Obama, tells Holder to STFU, that means shut up expletive, on guns.
By the way, he's the one that says they just want to put you on a list where you can't own guns. No judge, no jury, a no gun buy list. We have that video clip. Let's play just a short piece. This is a long speech where he says, this is Holder, that they're going to need to brainwash the public. Here it is.
And what we need to do is change the way in which people think about guns, especially young people. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
So there you go. The brainwashing continues. Now, I know you got a lot more, Aaron, but in the interest of time, go ahead and go through the rest.
Holder also told Congress in 2012 during Fast and Furious testimony in the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee a statement extremely similar to the one he made in 2009. This administration has consistently favored the reinstitution of the assault weapons ban. It is something that we think was useful in the past with regard to the reduction that we've seen in crime and certainly would have a positive impact on our relationship.
All right, let's stop right there because we're pretty much just repeating him, saying it over and over again. What we're seeing illustrated here is that so-called liberals are really authoritarians of another stripe, and they think they control reality. Because they always do this. They say what terms are, they say what meanings are, and they say, we're not going to try to take your guns, we're just reintroducing stuff to physically take them, not just ban their sale or manufacture. So they play these games hoping everyone's ignorant, and they try to just laugh at you with an appeal to everyone else's stupidity, hoping that you don't know. I mean, this is a classic military tactic to say we're not assaulting you or to attack, you know, like at Waco, the tank's ramming the building and they're saying this is not an assault. This is what's going on with these people. Great job, Aaron. Now let's move to our reporter, David Knight. And understand, this caller called today, and about 30 minutes we just grabbed up some of the documentation. I mean, there's all sorts of Handgun Control Incorporated on the floor saying we're going to total abolition of people's guns. I mean, we've seen what they do in countries and cities and states they control. David Knight, just looking at the UN treaty here tonight, and first off, any other points you'd like to make about what you've just heard?
Well, what Aaron was just talking about was
InfoWars.com. That full report, that very special report, is going up at InfoWars.com, YouTube, the Alex Jones channel, proof that Obama is coming for your guns. We must get that out. It's the Chicago-style gun control that created the murder capital of the world. The UN created black genocide. That's the real racism. We have to talk about this. We'll be back on the other side with the rest of that report. Get this report to everyone. InfoWars.com.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a three-day supply of food on hand? So if there is any interruption in our fragile food supply chain or even a hint of a crisis, then the three-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
David Knight, just looking at the UN treaty here tonight, and first off, any other points you'd like to make about what you've just heard?
Well, what Aaron was just talking about was internal laws on assault weapon bans, that sort of thing. What broke in the news today, and here's headlines at 6:40 a.m. this morning, November the 8th, no votes against finalizing global arms trade treaty at UN General Assembly. Basically, they've got the strongest. They were meeting starting on Tuesday, the day we had our election. The UN was meeting about gun control, and they just finalized it today, 2 days later. And they had a couple of abstentions, but they had the most support they've had for this yet. Now, they tried this back in July. On July 26th, they had a vote, and the vote didn't pass. And one of the reasons it didn't pass was because Fast and Furious was breaking at the time. And what they were telling everybody at the time was, don't worry, this isn't about your handguns. This is only about transfer of weapons between countries. But that's exactly what Fast and Furious was about. So that was something that was really kind of an embarrassment to the Obama administration. They really didn't want to get into this until after the election. And they were telling everybody at the time, you know, the word was out that they were going to revisit this immediately after the election. Well, here we are 2 days after the election, and they're right on top of it. And they're saying they're going to have the next meeting is going to be for the actual to finalize this is going to be in March. By that time, the Senate will be a little bit more Democrat, so they've got a better chance of getting this through. But the whole idea that this is just about transfer of weapons between countries is not really anything that's anybody's buying, because part of regulating this transfer is registration and tracking. That's going
to
be.
Well, it says to control international, we've got to control internal. And right. It says states have a right to have guns in the subsections that we list, but not individuals.
Right.
It says the state can curtail that. And I put up on screen, just type in map of world gun laws. And if you just type that into a search engine, you can see mainline news and government's breakdowns of this. And if you look at maps of this, almost the entire world is disarmed. Green is totally disarmed. Dark green, almost totally. Purple, a few guns. But black is a lot of guns. Well, look at the United States. Mm-hmm. Okay, the United States is it, folks. Every government wants those guns. I mean, look at communist China, just like England now. I mean, this is incredible. Canada is pretty much partially disarmed. Look at South America. Look at Central America. Look at Mexico.
Yeah, in Mexico, only civilians can purchase small caliber firearms, and they can only purchase them from the Defense Department. What kind of gun violence do they have? I mean, compare that to Switzerland, where the government requires the citizens to have military weapons, right?
But I've been told that the Defense Department decides if they're going to let you have a gun.
Right.
So it's almost impossible.
Right, exactly. And they don't have any gun violence there, do they?
Continue with what the UN's doing, because here's the bottom line, folks. They're coming for the guns, and they're going to play this game and go, we're not coming for your guns. The TSA's not groping. Remember, the TSA will grope people and go in their pants and say, well, we don't call that groping. Or they'll strip search you and say, we don't call that strip searching. It's this mind game they play where they control reality.
And this is developing exactly like we saw with the NDAA, where, you know, Obama said he didn't want it, then he was going to do it, and, you know, don't worry, I'm not going to do that, you know. And you're seeing the same type of thing. When they get this passed, they're going to have the Senate is going to have to ratify this amendment. Once they ratify it, the UN will be able to change the details of how these things are implemented.
That's the key. Tell people about that.
Yeah, that's the key. The key is that they need a supermajority of the...
And that's all we have time for. That report needs to go viral. It's going up at YouTube/The Alex Jones Channel and InfoWars.com. Proof Obama is coming for your guns. That's what gun control is really all about. Alex is back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Tune in to the InfoWars Nightly News and get this word out to everyone. We have to warn the population before it's too late. InfoWars.com. Stop the gun control. Get out this report. Make it go viral. Thank you. We will be back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.